Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Bye.
All right, Aaron Bebo. What's going on?
What's good?
Down with season two. About to get it jumped off.
Yes, indeed. It's time to keep it moving.
That's what you got to do. I mean, you go from one level to the next, you just keep it right on moving.
Yes, indeed.
I'm excited about
yeah. Tonight's show is definitely something different, something special. We got some new things. It's a new season, so we definitely got some new things going on, new vibes. You know what I mean? Like, a new topic. Tonight we're going to be talking about lies and vows, and we're going to cover it in a real broad spectrum of the two words, you know what I mean? And I know the wives going to have something to say. I can't wait to get... Just Fine, Miss Crazy in Love, and Miss Know It All back on the line. I've been missed them. We was on a little vacation, and I can't wait to find out what's going on with them, see how Miss Just Fine and the baby is doing, and, you know, just everything, just catch up generally with everything, and find out what's new with them, as well as introduce the new wives. And
yes, I'm excited because we got
yes.
Miss Ambitious and Miss Big Mouth.
Mm. Yes, so what does that say? Miss Ambitious and Miss Big Mouth. So we're going to definitely have two new wives in the club. It's going to be crazy, you know. And I'm loving the show. Like, we're growing, you know. It's just showing the growth. And honestly, during the off season, we actually got a lot of emails from a lot of different people. Shout out
right.
to everybody that hit us, that was really loving the show last season and was really tuning in and was loving the topics and the personalities and everything. Like, so it's people out there that's really appreciating what we're doing, you know.
Right.
It's a little movement we're trying to start. It's needed. You know, everything we do is mostly based around some type of educational forum at the end, because we deal with literature, so, you know, we
right.
want to keep it rooted to what it
right.
is we do. So most of the times the topics we explore and the different personalities and the different opinions and things that come on here really touch different people out in life. So, you know, that's growth right there, just being able to reach people and, you know, share with them. And then, you know, we got callers that call in and they share with us. And it's all love. Like, we just trying to do something. We definitely appreciate everybody that hit us during the off season and continue to hit us in the email and support the show. And if you got any personal emails, you want to, you know, address them to any of the wives personally, we'll make sure that they get them. You know, just everything just to keep this thing growing. We're glad that, you know, y'all supporting us.
Definitely. And make sure you send those emails to writingroyalty@gmail.com and put author wife in your subject matter so that we can get those questions, comments, or whatever you have over to the wife that you connect with. Or if you just have a general show, you know, critique on how you felt about the different shows or topics or something you would love to see happen throughout this season, you know, definitely email us. Again, that is at writingroyalty@gmail.com. Put author wives in your subject portion so that we can, you know, keep the excitement going on the show. But there's so much going on. I know that the wives have been on in between season breaks. There's a lot of things going on, vacationing. You know, we have new babies on the scene. We have new projects, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm excited to see what has grown in their personal camp and their lives, and just see where we're going from here.
Yes, indeed. That's what it's all about. It's about growing and continuing on. Like, it's always another day if you make
right.
it through the night. You know what I mean? So,
and I think it's
yeah, you know,
down. It's going to be going down. But what we're going to do is, Aaron, we're going to just jump off the subject. We're talking about vows and lies tonight. We're going to have our author wives in here. They're taking off their coats. They're hanging their hats. They're getting to their mics, adjusting them, and, you know, getting ready to sit down and chop it up with you all. This is Right and Royalty Radio with Aaron Bebo and Nene Capri, bringing you reality TV right to the comfort of your living room, your computer, right on the radio. Tonight we're talking about vows and lies. And I think that, you know, a lot of times people make vows to each other and people, you know, join into a relationship in accordance to the vow, even if it's not a marriage vow. If it's just I vow to not do this to you, or you vow to not do this to me, or we vow to do this, that, and the third for each other, and then people get caught up in the promises, and then the lies seep in, and it's like, okay, where do we go from here? You know, the vow has been broken. Can you repair the vow? Can you patch it back up? You know, or is the lie just so big, or the deception just overshadowed so much that you can't even repair the vow? And then you have people who make vows to each other, and they break them, and then they have to spend a certain period of time apart, and then they realize, hey, you know, we can repair those. We can make new ones. We can, you know, replenish and refresh the relationship. But our new wives that are coming on have some phenomenal stories to tell us about their journey, and I'm excited. What do you think about that vow thing, Aaron, before we bring the wives on the line?
I think that definitely that vows are they're sacred. They're definitely something that's between two people, because only two people could really honor a vow or something like that. Like, can't no one else really look inside your relationship and tell you and another person how it should grow and develop mm-hmm. when they're not you? And that's what I think a vow is. That's what I think vows are really about. It's about two people coming together and finding a common ground, and they planting a seed to try to grow as one through
right.
all of the things that makes them individuals. You know what I mean? And they take on the vow in accordance with those things. I don't think that there's no certain, you know, criteria set for vows by, you know, any standards of you know, society or nothing like that. I think that all of that is personal and is sacred. And it's to be held between two people. As far
well,
as
do you think people put so much emphasis on it that they'll hang in there even after the vows have clearly been broken and shattered and there's no ill repair, but because they made that vow or that commitment to hang in there, they end up cheating themselves or losing out on life and happiness because they're hanging on to the promises they made to someone else.
Well, yeah, I mean, that could happen too, but, like, in most cases with that, like, that the vows be already way gone by that time. You know what I mean? Like, when they holding on, the vows be going on, because when you holding on to something, that means you're making new adjustments. So the vows is already gone at that point because it's a new, it's not nothing that y'all growing together. It's something that you trying to adjust to. It's like you meeting a whole new person again. When you actually start feeling like you're holding on.
Wow. Well,
that's just my opinion, though.
I say this. Let's bring the wives on in the clubhouse. Let's get them in here. Let's let them weigh in on the topic. Let's let them bring us up to speed on what's been going on. I know they've all had vows. Some of them are sacred. Some of them have been broken. We're going to get them in here and see how they weigh in on vows and lies, Aaron. We got an author wife at, let's see, what are our numbers? We got 646-488. Bring in 646-488. You are live in the Right and Royalty Clubhouse. Oh, I know who that is.
Hey, it's me.
Just
fine.
That's just Miss
Just
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Oh, man. We're
doing good.
We got the print.
Do you hear the baby?
Yes, he's done playing.
He is done playing around.
He's not doing this with y'all tonight.
He's taking care of something right now.
He is. He wanted to say hi, too. He wanted his presence to be known, too.
Well, he's a big part of this show. You know, he runs this place. You know, the rest of us just work here.
Yeah.
Wait, he has on a bib that says the boss right now.
Oh, see? I told you. I told you. I didn't even wear my fedora to work today because I knew he was coming. I wasn't going to be embarrassed.
Yes,
oh, I miss
yes.
you guys. I miss the ladies,
yes.
too.
We miss you. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And the most fabulous gentleman on the block.
Ah, thank you. I'm glad. We're going to have a good season this season.
Yes,
we ain't going to beat
be
up
awesome.
On men too much. We're going to put the toilet seat back up when we're done. all the things we discussed last season.
That's going to be fantastic.
Who else we got? We also got our 832-797, bringing our 832-797. So we can see her on the line.
Yes, I see her. It is a jam-packed house. What's going on? Good evening. Uh-oh, she got me close to the computer.
Yeah, she's
live.
She has to readjust her mic.
I already know who that is. Adjust her mic. Let me work.
You know it all got us.
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
That was a signal like that. What's going on? Turn,
hello,
turn
how you doing?
Down. What's up? Turn the mic down. We just want to hear you.
How's everybody doing?
Oh, man.
We
just
good.
Waiting to get
we
back.
Are, we missed you.
Yeah, I missed y'all.
Oh,
like, I've been busy.
Mr. Golden Voice. We know you.
Yeah.
We
so much.
Hear
I lost my voice last season.
Yeah,
yes,
we're dying
yes,
to hear the
yes.
new developments going on with you, though, because last season you was closing out with some happiness going on.
If I was to tell you what I'm doing right now, I may have to take a look. I'm set up in a penthouse suite with my boo right now, so excuse me a little on cloud nine.
Oh, well,
see,
I'm right
on point. You got new developments.
I still got that fire. We still can slap a couple of them now. Don't get it wrong.
Okay.
Just like you'll slap mine, that's all. You know, he just not mine.
Yo, let me ask you a question.
Go
on
ahead.
That cloud you on right now, right? While you floating on that cloud right now, right? Would you pick the toilet seat back up after you use the bathroom?
Yes, I will.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh,
that's what
well.
I'm talking about, growth. We're getting some
well.
Growth around this building. You know what I mean?
Wow.
You know,
wow.
He got to love all of his kids, so that's good. We don't want to quarrel right now.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm talking about. See? Now,
he likes to play with fire,
you?
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, well. See now? See? It's about to go
that's
down.
What's up.
It's going down in the clubhouse.
We're definitely glad to have you back. I knew it. Something new and exciting. It's about to be serious.
Yes.
You up there talking about putting toilet seats back up and things. That's what I want to hear.
Oh.
People don't understand.
You're silly, brother.
For real,
talking?
Yo.
Oh, nobody wants to
with the marriage thing. Who in love over there? Look, there are a couple of people. Y'all starting off with the vows.
We got the lies in there too with the vows. Cause you know the lies. Come before or after.
You talking about the lies?
The lies get you laid out. You know the lies get you laid out.
Oh, yes, they do. They do. They get you laid out. But we want to definitely before we bring the other new wives in, we want to get it, you know, popping with what you guys have new and innovative. What's happening, you know, on the home front. For both of you. We definitely got to find out about that. So definitely, Miss, I'm just fine. What has developed in your corner since you have been on vacation between seasons?
Oh, well, basically, just getting adjusted to motherhood for the most part. And I've been working on a publishing company. I just finished a new logo for New Day Publishing.
Okay.
I just updated my website, and I just got my new book cover for the anthology of short stories I'd like to start working on with everyone. I just got my cover done today.
Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're rolling.
Yeah, it feels good to be home. I'm feeling stronger and better and just ready to kick some ass. You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm definitely down. I am definitely down. I'm excited about that. I'm ready for it to roll. I want to see the cover. I want to see, you know, you do really, really good with publishing this novel. Like you said, you fell into, you know, this publishing game kind of by default. It wasn't your dream. And we learned last season, you know, definitely for any of our new listeners, Miss I'm Just Fine has, you know, has conquered, has triumphed. You know, she was in a, you know, a situation with an author who did something underhanded, with some very underhanded shenanigans. But, you know, she was able to rise above that. And it pretty much found your own place in the industry. And that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know, he was able to, he had a dream of wanting to be an author, but I think what he liked was just the notoriety, just the hype that comes around with it, you know. But it's a lot of work to just sitting and smiling and trying to be something you're not, you know, and trying to do book tours and book signings. It's work involved. And, you know, I'm ready right now to put in the work. It's no longer about him anymore.
Okay.
Life goes on, and I appreciate the gift he gave me, my son. My son is just amazing and beautiful. So I'm about to pass this along. You know, I'm trying to write something right now so that I can leave something to my children, you know? That's what it's all about for me is, like, creating my legacy.
Definitely.
That's
not dwelling in pain
and
with lies. I can't because even still right now, he's still walking around telling lies, and I'm still holding it down. Just staying quiet and staying put. I believe silence is golden. Yep.
I mean, what can he possibly have to lie about? I mean, he clearly did what he did. It's not like that was a lie or a secret. So now how do you end up being a bad guy in all this?
Yeah, it's so funny. And, you know, no longer cares about the publishing company, no longer cares about the book. But that's okay because I'm going to pimp his book as well and get my money back. Well, I'm not worried about it. He is now an author of my company, you know, but he's walking around telling people that, you know, he told me it was over. And ain't that funny? You know, it's weird when we are, you know, today's topic is about vows and lies and the things you say to one another, whereas none of that was discussed at all. You know, it was an understanding. I thought we were in something, and now he's walking around telling everyone he told me to get an abortion, and I didn't, and he told me it was over. He never did. So it's like, wow. I mean, I guess what it is right now he has to build a case because he's trying to get people to understand, like, his perspective, where I'm not even speaking at all because people who know me, who truly know me, and everyone keeps looking at him like, wow, you're a liar, dude. Like, no one still will deal with him. So he's even more frustrated.
Wow. That's crazy because that's even hard. Like I said, it's hard for me to believe because I met you both and I met him, and he was so animate. I mean, this was just a few months, you know, before everything blew up. I mean, his whole thing was that you was everything. You know,
exactly.
And I was a stranger, you know what I'm saying? You was everything. You were taking care of everything. Please, you know, talk to my wife. Like, she's the one holding this all down. You know, can you help her out? Like, can you give us some tips? Like, don't leave, Nene. Like, please don't leave. I need you to talk to my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was everything.
Yeah, opening my coat when I was pregnant, opening my coat, showing off the stomach, you know? It's wild. But you know what it is? He's living a lie. So, I mean, I really feel sorry for those people who got to live it. You know, never mind he's trying to sell it, but he got to live it. Ooh.
What the mother? Yo, that's crazy that you say that. That's powerful. It's a lot of people that be really trying to live out these stories they create in their head. Those are the parts that the crazy thing with that is those are the parts that really should make it into the manuscript. And really enhance and enrich their writing. Seriously.
Wow. That's deep. That's way heavy. But we're moving forward. Like, we played the song, you know, the purpose of playing that song at the beginning of the show, Keep On Moving, was to show, you know, even after the vows are broken, even after the lies are told, you got to be able to repair. You got to be able to keep on moving. Miss Know-It-All, what has developed in your corner, Miss Kia? She in the penthouse suite.
He was feeding me cherries with whipped cream, yo. It was crazy.
No, I'm sitting here just looking out the window, listening to y'all. We already know about the little scoundrel. We wasn't thinking about him. We already know what he was going to do. Going to just keep running with his little toe between his legs. We wasn't expecting much from him anyway.
Anyway, right.
Yeah, we wasn't expecting much from him. Tell him to listen to the show and learn something. That's what he needs to do.
he actually follows me around and likes all the posts, but I don't know if he knows that he is the subject of ridicule.
We need some names, but I need to find out who this dude is. Let me stop. Come on.
Oh, y'all still don't know? Oh, okay. That's right. We left off season one not telling everybody. Well, I guess
we didn't know this cornball name. We still cornball pulling him out.
Y'all ain't right.
I'm gonna have to get him my book. He's gonna have to get my book. Dear God, the Deadly Dads Go to Heaven. I'm gonna have to make sure. So I'm gonna give him a coupon for that book. He gotta pay for it.
Right, Royalty is gonna gift it to him. Care up off the wild season.
That's right. So we're gonna give him an audio version. Shoot, we're gonna sit down and read it to him.
I really, really, seriously was thinking about your title off season. Like, that's really a serious title because it speaks direct to a person, and even if it's not that person, it speaks direct to someone's pain, and people will immediately, you know, be able to empathize with just that title.
Right.
You know what? It's a reality check. You know, it's like this. A lot of people don't want to because then they're like, are you calling me a deadbeat? No, my whole thing is it's a self-reflection. It's actually about me and how you deal with it. Because you know what? You can't change him. You can't change your daddy, your baby daddy. All you can change is your perspective. So the book is actually not a basher. It's actually about me. You know what I mean? At first in the book, I just talk about everybody. You know, you want to find somebody to play the blame game with. And then when you realize accept your part in your problem, you actually learn and can move on. So a lot of people ain't ready for that. They want me to sit down and tell stories about baby diapers and shit and busting windows. I do that too. But, you know, in between me, I learned some lessons. You know what I mean? I tell them what happens when you do that shit. You do go to jail. You know what I mean? Like, oh, nobody won't tell you that part of it. Like, and then you're scared when you see all that licky-licky going on in there. You're like, oh, shit. I want to go home.
Oh, man.
So nobody will tell you that. You know what I mean? We want to, now that our babies are good and they're playing football, you know, now that I got my weight off of me looking all cute and I'm happy, what about that story? You know what I mean? So that's what that story is about. My ebook is coming out next 2 weeks, so I'm good. And I just,
okay,
I got my cover done. My cover, I went, you know, I did the same thing there too. I went to a graphic designer and got everything done professionally. Found a great graphic artist, you know what I mean? And wonderful, did some great work.
That's what's up.
Y'all. I'm so proud of both of y'all. Y'all, like, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yes. We have a lot of growth, a lot of development. The project switched, you know, all of us able to talk to each other and share information and share advice. You know, we're all growing in our careers and everybody's growing, you know, personally as well. And it's good to see that growth. And we're, you know, we're happy that the relationships that we have built to, you know, with each other and the things that we help talk each other through just on the show alone has done, you know, a lot for us. And, you know, I'm happy that this show was a platform to do a lot of that on. It sounds like everybody's growing and learning. And what we're going to do, Aaron, is bring in our two newest wives. We're going to get our listening audience familiar with them, introduce them to the other wives because they have not met them yet. And we're going to get it rolling, rolling, rolling. Let the callers hear their story and take it from there. We're going to bring in 312-852. 312-852, you are live in the Writing Royalty.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hello. Good evening. Introduce yourself.
I am Miss Ambitious. I'm so glad to be here. How are you all today?
We're great.
We are good. Miss Ambitious, we're feeling motivated all of a sudden.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, agreed.
Right. Let's make sure everybody is farther back from their computers or what have you. We're catching a little bit of back riff. But go ahead. We have Miss Ambitious. She is our newest wife to the clubhouse. We definitely want you to, you know, share your wife's story, share your journey, introduce yourself to our listening audience as well as to the wives that we have, Miss Know-It-All and Miss I'm Just Fine. And, you know, let us know what you bring to season two.
Well, I first want to say I'm so, seriously elated to be here with you guys. I listened to season one like all of you ladies have so much, you know, and you can, all the things that you guys have done so far, like, I see the growth. I listened to the entire season, and, like, it's awesome. Like, your growth is awesome. Congratulations on the new baby, and, you know, Miss Kia, congratulations on everything you have going on. So, but I relate to you guys a lot. I'm a wife now, you know, like I said when I spoke to you guys 2 weeks ago, but I could definitely relate to Miss Know-It-All, you know, when she told her story in regards to her her author from hell. I don't even know what to call him, but I can definitely relate to that. You know, he wasn't an author per se, but I think that it hurts in the beginning when you are with someone and, you know, they do like a whole 360 on you. Mm-hmm. And it's not so much as to say, it really helps you define who you are, you know, because something similar like that did happen to me. And it helped me to wake up and say, you know, I know what it is that I need to do, you know, as a woman, as a mother. You know, you can't allow these men that pull these, you know, BS cards on you, you know, to define what you're going to be or whatever your outcome is. You know, mm-hmm. So I commend her for that, you know. And I definitely love the fact that she's going to pimp the hell out of his book. Like, that check ain't like hell. You know, so if that's not revenge, I don't know what it is. Like, you know, yeah, you acted a fool in the beginning, but in the end, I'm about to cut up on you because I'm about to make money off of you. So, yes, I commend her for that.
Is this the independent woman's moment?
Right
here.
This is independent woman's
moment. Aaron,
I'm just checking because, you know, I don't want to cut in. Like, I just want to make sure that I, you know, deal with the silence.
That was definitely an independent woman moment. Absolutely. Okay. Well, you know what? The last show, my husband actually listened to it. And, you know, when you and I were speaking in terms to, you know, how relatives and how status come into your relationship and, you know, they try to control everything, you know, when I ended the interview, he was like, you know, I agree with everything homeboy said. So although you the only man, on, you know, with us, trust me, he's rooting for you because he definitely believe in everything you said. So
I appreciate that. See, I'm a man's man. He wants the toilet seat put back up when you come out the bathroom.
No, but I don't do that.
Because
you know what? When you said that, that reminded me so much of him because I would always tell him, like, in the middle of the night if I'm going into the bathroom, I would say, put the damn toilet seat back down. And he would tell me, well, raise the damn toilet seat back up. And I'd be like, dude, are you serious? So when you said
like,
that, you reminded
see?
Me so much of him. Like, I swear to God you did.
That's the truth. That's a moment, that's an independent moment in man history.
Well, see, now you got your moment in time. And thank you, Miss Ambitious, for coming over here and making it harder for me to convince him to stop saying that. I appreciate it. Thank you very, very much.
Hey,
no
I'm
problem.
Because
it's like he was struggling with that. Like, he just couldn't let go of the fact that
he's
we don't put that spoiler seat back up. Like, so I had to make him feel better about that because he was really struggling with that thought.
God.
Yeah, it has to. See, we have to convince y'all of the simple things first. That's one thing any real man knows about a woman. We got to convince y'all of the simple things first, because if we try to come too complicated at first, it's going to be a problem.
Whatever.
We got one shot coming into the simple things, we good.
Aaron, no one's listening to you. I'm going to bring in the other wife, because Miss Big Mouth is going to come on here. We might need some help. Could you bring in 773-242, Aaron?
Yes. Good evening. You are live.
How everybody doing?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. How
Hello.
You doing?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain. Before I introduce myself and all of that, please, can I say something about this toilet seat?
Okay. Yes. Go ahead. Because I was waiting for it. I said Ms. Big Mouth will come on here and let us know what it is. Go ahead.
When you buy it in the store, for those who buy toilets, or when you see it in the store, it
mm-hmm.
comes with the seat down. There's no,
no
reason.
No, it comes with the seat.
Ella.
Hold up now.
Ella.
Don't try to change and draw perception on your own canvas. Actually, if you want to be technical, it comes closed. Because you could, neither one of us could use the bathroom
that
the way it comes.
That's where it comes.
Yeah.
It comes.
But
so,
why
right, so no
get
one
to the li- got to get past the lid first, and it's
mm-hmm.
already down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the way they designed it. Thank you, Miss Big
okay,
Mouth.
Okay, that's
I
the way they designed
that.
It. Now, when you put it on, when you attach it, how do you have it? Do you have the seat down first, or do you attach it with it standing up, and then you have to place
the
seat down?
Attach it with it down, Aaron. How else you gonna get the screws and stuff? And if it's up in the air,
no,
duh.
It's absolutely not. Absolutely
Aaron,
not.
Obviously, you don't change the policy
free.
To your house.
It would be a sweet gesture to do for a man,
okay.
But when you think about it, everybody parts all over the toilet seat, so why would you be wanting to lift it back up anyway? You're trying to get
mm-hmm.
in, get out.
Yeah. And it's only
the man's
one, trying it's
to
only
do.
One,
see,
only
no
one man in the household. Why
the toilet seat thing is about consideration.
I'll leave the light on for you. That's about it. I ain't
Thank
going about
you.
That seat.
Nah, don't leave the hey. Listen, don't leave the light on for me. My grandmother already told me about them lights. Anything
will
make the light bill up. And you leaving it on is definitely one of those things.
Anyway, Aaron, before Aaron turns us into a putting policy back up show, tonight we are on Writing Royalty Radio. We got the Author Wives Season 2. We got the fabulous and wonderful Miss I'm Just Fine. We have the one who knows it all, Miss Kia. We have the Big Mouth one. She just joined us. And Miss Ambitious, Miss Crazy in Love. She's still traveling. You know, they had the Harlem Book Fair yesterday. So they're all still, you know, making their moves. So she might not grace the clubhouse this evening, but we will hold it down. In her absence, love her to death. She has so much going on, new
yes,
books
indeed.
Out. And everything, but go ahead, Ms. Big Mouth, and introduce yourself, you know, to the wives and to our listeners. And we're talking about vows and lies tonight, y'all.
Well, I'm Ms. Big Mouth. I'm 24, so I'm giving it to you in the younger, crazy version of the world that we're living in a different, I won't even say men, a different penis carriers we're dealing with nowadays. That's what
oh.
I would bring differently.
Mm.
Well, okay. Well, let us know what it is. I mean, you calling them just penis carriers. Well, what has formed your opinion to such?
Oh man, I won't say I did a whole bunch of dating, but just from being an artist sitting back and observing and watching, and I got a truckload of sisters and aunties, and just being an observant person that I am, and the different scenarios and being the go-to person that everybody call up and wanting on this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot going on. It seems like it's getting worse and worse every year.
Mm.
Now, I won't categorize them as men because men do men things.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a lot of that going on right now.
Mm. So I guess you get to hear about a lot of different broken vows and promises. Do women force themselves to hang in there because of the vow? Like, you can clearly see that this is going nowhere or it's a disaster waiting to happen. But sometimes do we hold on to those vows that were promises that we made, you know, to a person just to hang in there and really, like, torture yourself trying to stay committed to someone who probably isn't committed to you?
Well,
What do you think, Miss Big Mouth? And then we're going to go out the line. Go ahead.
I think as women, myself included, sometimes you put up blinders and you don't want to see things and you try to equivalent everything, like the I put so much time into it and we do this and we do that and we great in this area and in that area. And you set boundaries that you don't uphold to. And that's where the problem come in off top, just in my opinion. When you find yourself accepting things that you said you weren't and then make it so comfortable that a person, only what you allow happen to you, happen to you.
When
you set yourself up for that, that's kind of what you get, unless you put in a situation like we talked about where you just really don't know. But it's not a lot of that. And I commend those women who really don't know, and they make a woman out of you. The situations, they make a woman out of you. You do better.
Yes, definitely. Miss Ambitious, weigh in. How you feel about that?
Well, I'm going to piggyback on, you know, what you said earlier when you said that people hang in there because of the vows, you know, that they've made. And sometimes they hang in there for reasons that, you know, benefit themselves. Now, it's not always the women, you know, that hang in there. It's men that hang in there for their own purposes as well. A good example, I knew a young lady a few years back. You know, she was married, ordained minister, and they had three kids together, one before their marriage and two during their marriage. In addition to that, she had three more children outside of her marriage with two other men. So she had one child with another man, two with another guy, and three with her husband. And, you know, she made the bulk of the money. She was on a six-figure salary, you know, while her husband, you know, the ordained minister, he was on an entry-level salary, struggling to make ends meet, you know, so he kind of dealt with her fidelity as it went along. And, you know, he and I had a conversation. And, you know, per his opinion, it was less stressful for him to keep her because he didn't know where a divorce would leave him financially without her. You know, and, yeah, that was deep, you know, and normally it's normally the women in that reverse role. So it was shocking to me that I knew a man that was in that actual, you know, position. And he also expressed that it would be frowned upon within his ministry if he reverted to a divorce. And at that point, I think he was more so focused on pleasing society, you know, in his ministry than to actually, you know, do what was sensible and leave her ass alone. You know, I don't even think it really even mattered about, like, his financial situation, you know, because that wasn't the only thing that was in play. You know, it was both his financial situation, you know, it was the fact that, you know, his ministry, what would they think about it, you know, so it's not always men that are, you know, I mean, women that are, you know, put in these situations. Some women put men in some hard places, and sometimes they don't know which way to turn.
You ain't lying.
Yeah,
that
sounded like he was crying out for help, honestly.
Wow.
Like he didn't, like he might have wanted someone to intervene and say, hey, you know what, you need to just go ahead and leave her. Because for him to, you know, just, go ahead and give out the information to you about his personal life, you know what I mean, her having the kids outside the marriage and this, that, and the third, like, you know, for him to do, that's a cry for help, especially from a man. Men, you know, are very, very insecure about things that's personal to them like that, especially his woman's off with another man. She done birthed other children. Like, so I really, that was just probably a plea.
Miss King,
he's a fool. He's a fool. Nobody wanted. Like, he's a damn fool. You know what? And the girl, even if it was reverse roles, she's a damn fool. Now, don't put it like this. When you love somebody, you know, you love him 100%. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes he has to fall out of love. But if he's staying there because he needs a check, he's asking to go get him some financial aid and shit and get his ass a job or get him some more training because he can buy his manhood, okay? Because like, my whole thing is, that's some bullshit right here. He needs some refill of it. And that's what I say about these girls, too. When my husband taking care of me, so fucking what? Get you? That's your problem. And since he got to do it all, that's why you jump when you say jump. So don't get mad. That's your job. Get a real job or do something. You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Always build yourself up. You know what I mean? And if you're in a relationship, like, I have never been married, you know what I mean? Ain't nobody put no ring on none of my fingers, okay? So, but if I, when I get to that point, you know what I mean? I want somebody who already, who built, we build each other up. You know what I mean? He has to have a life for himself. I have to have a life for myself so that when we get together, we just a powerful force. You know what I mean? Not, oh, he... I got a third child. So if he was a third child, he'd probably be sitting at home acting like a little ass baby and shit. So she treat him like that. Likewise.
True.
You know what I mean?
Because when you put him to
go get him a financial aid package.
So he, that's true.
Nah, hold on for a second. Hold on for
a second.
Now, under normal circumstances, I would say I would agree with Ms. Key 100%. But the thing here is, this man had a ministry, and she was, you know, Miss Ambitious. Hold on. Miss Ambitious was strong about that part of the story, that he was worried about his ministry and how the people would look at him after that, because she even went on to say that it may have not even been the financial thing. He was more worried about the ministry thing. So
let me tell you something.
This
in ministry,
woman,
you are supposed to share the truth.
This woman was pimping him.
Wait, hold on.
He's living a lie. So what kind of ministry does he have? If he's living a lie, what kind of ministry does he have? So he's kind of waiting his tithes. So guess what? If you for sale, then guess what? You just been bought. That's all. So I'm going to shut the hell up, suck on his thumb, and go back in that damn corner. That's what he needs to do. Because that don't make no damn sense.
Man.
He's out here talking about, she got his babies on me.
He's doing it for God.
Yeah, right. He's doing it for them tithes. Yo, he needs to show God to do a financial aid package.
You doing it for God, but at the same, I do agree with Ms. Kia when she say, you know, you and when you're in ministry, you are in the business of telling the truth, and you are in the business of helping other people. So if you're in the business of helping other people, if you're trying to help me, who in the hell is going to help you? You can't leave the blind when you're blind your damn self.
I'm going to tell you something funny about that. I'm going to tell you something funny about that. People say that, but realistically it sounds cool because it's cliche. A lot of people cling to it, but realistically, a person that's in a position that you're not in could teach you a lot. A bum could tell you how not to be a bum. Don't just be discrediting people because of their position. Like, people got to stop doing that for real.
No, Aaron.
Yeah. It's
interesting.
If a bum would you say not how to be a bum, they wouldn't be a bum.
Aaron,
exactly.
Aaron, let me tell you something. Aaron,
it's
Aaron.
A lot of millionaires
listen
walking around.
Listen to this.
A
old, bum could tell you how not to be a bum.
Millionaires walking around.
He wouldn't be a bum
that
himself.
That used to have millions. That's not true. There's people that had millions and are now walking around in Times Square begging because they had it, but now it's gone. They can tell you how not to get in their position. They can really tell
you.
My whole
thing,
no.
You don't have to tell me I'm going to make that mistake. You know what I mean? Because apparently they fucked up. You know what I mean? Because you got all
on
your
ground. You.
This man right here, he has to live in his own truth before he can kind of share something with somebody else. So he's got all these lies. He's dealing with so much junk, but he want to lead a flock. He shouldn't be leading shit.
Well, if that's the case, then nobody should listen to no pastor and no church, because if you think any man on this earth, whether he's standing in front of the church and he may not be confessing the sins or the things that this man was confessing to her, but they have problems because they're human. They have the same things going on in life on this planet that we have.
He's not dealing with the problems. You know, he's not dealing with the problem. He's looking at it like, what people going to say about me? Now, when you go out and you're in the public, you got to realize people going to say yay or nay about you. They're going to be for you and against you. But he has to stand in his own truth as a man, whether he's in front of a pulpit or in front of his own family. He's not doing that. You know, he's saying is, oh, man, I can help you with your problems, and I can look at you, but nobody, I don't want nobody looking at me. See, my whole thing is,
that's
my problem with him. My whole thing
is,
we all make mistakes, and the reason we all grow is because, you know what, we admit to our mistakes. We're like, yo, I fucked up, damn. And you know what, and sometimes you can't make up with you when you mess up at. Some people, marriages can't be saved. But you know what you do? You say, the next marriage, I know how to do better. You know what I'm saying? But you living a lie ain't going to help. She out there fucking in school, and that bitch need to be kicked out the damn house, her and her money. God damn it, fuck out of here.
Yeah, but,
I'm going to go to the church and pray about it.
Faith is a serious thing. People follow faith blindly. That's why churches are so
true.
Big.
But
Era, it's wanna, not, you want to be more relatable, though?
This a bona fide pimp,
instead of walking
yo.
Around like
this,
holier than now?
She's a bona fide pimp, yo. Most pastors came from the pimping era.
He got to have some heart. He don't have no heart. He don't have any manhood or womanhood. He don't even, you know what I mean? He's sitting around like a little bitch. He's like a little child. So how do you need to work on him first?
I'm done. Where's this? I'm just fine. Are you in the clubhouse?
Huh? She is going to beat a nigga. Damn.
Yes, because she has to keep y'all in line. Is Miss I'm Just Fine still in the clubhouse? I know she got the print over there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Weigh in. How you feel about these vows and promises and lies?
I mean, one way or the other, I wholeheartedly believe that it catches up to you and it consumes you and it's going to eat you up. So, like, I'm kind of feeling what Miss Know-It-All has to say on that as well. You know, you worried about it, it's a problem when you worried about what everybody else is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest problem right there. That's what people get all caught up at.
Because
I know for myself, I know that I'm not living a lie, so I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. You know what I'm saying? I know what the story is. I know how it went down. So building cases and trying to convince people of a story, that's crazy in itself. You know what I'm saying? That just takes too much more work. Too much work to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to eat you up. It's just going to come back and bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So
I definitely agree with what you women are saying, but I'm saying there are mitigating circumstances. I think the minister had one of those. And outside of, like, even there's even situations where you can view it in the sense of, like, people say, I don't want to live a lie, but how many times have people just stayed together because they're like, yo, we can't do this to our kids. When
right,
they get
true.
Old enough, we'll go ahead and go our separate ways, but we got to see them out into life first together because we brought them here.
But,
how many times
yeah, but you want to know
that?
Something
I,
even
I,
in those scenarios,
though? Go ahead.
Beat me up. Go ahead and knock me out.
With him being a minister, you would think that he would just go ahead and do what he has to do for himself personally and let God, his faith, carry him, period.
Exactly.
You know, you ain't supposed to be with her. God's going to put me in a spot where I need to be at.
Mm-hmm.
So him waiting on and what
people
think and all of that.
Sometimes people be waiting on God. Like, even when they be serving him, they be really waiting on him. Like, serving and waiting on God is two different things. You know what I mean? So sometimes people be waiting on God because they serving them. They thinking they the same person, coming to get the dishes, bringing them out, everything. Like, they, you know, so but realistically, they waiting on God to do something, and God really don't already serve his purpose with them. And that's why their situation ain't changing. Like, God already done showed them the way. Like, yo, what are you doing? Here it is, right here. It's your exit strategy. And then to them, being human, we look at certain things that make sense to us, but we'll turn a blind eye to it. Like, those are those blinders y'all was talking about. We'll turn a blind eye to it. Like, I could do that, but I don't know what it might be another way. Because we flawed as humans. We have emotions. We have caring. We love things. We can see something that doesn't even have anything to do with us on the news. And attached to it, you know what I mean, and become flawed and consume our lives with something that doesn't even really have anything to do with us at all.
Hmm.
You know, so
I don't know. It's a lot to that story, you know what I'm saying? That's more than just the ministry and everything. He got some personal issues that he got to work out. And it would be the same way if it, like she, Ms. Know-It-All was saying, if it was a female in that situation, you know, the opposite. The man is out there, he making all the babies all over town, da da da. Regardless of what her career path was, or you know, she's saved and sanctified, going down to the church. You know, it's an issue there. It's some type of personal issue there. He has one, you know, and he gonna have to rectify that. He gonna have to address it and address his own vows and lies. You know what I'm saying? He got some vows and lies he need to deal with, whether he is sanctified across the church or not.
All right, y'all, give me my bag of stones. Give me my bag of stones, too. I just ain't going to throw none.
Aaron, we're going to throw up at you. You keep on talking.
I know.
Anyway,
I see that.
Moving right along, because Aaron's the only dude on here, so Aaron has to be pro-dude. He definitely has to come out for the dude.
Whether they're
right or wrong this evening.
I was trying to be on the side of God with that one. Sunday, I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt.
What you did last night is not going to save you on today. Mm-hmm. I saw the video.
That might not be true.
Anyway. That's a different show.
A video?
That's a different show. Miss Ambitious. we had Miss Big Mouth weigh in. Miss Ambitious weigh in for us. How are you feeling about these vows and lies?
Well, I just feel like it better not come up in my marriage or we're going to have a problem on our hands. No, I'm just being real. I mean, because that's, like, to me, I feel like don't cheat on me. Don't steal from me. Like, just don't do it. Like, don't lie to me. Mm-hmm. I feel like when you try to cover up, you use so much energy trying to cover up things that you know you're not supposed to be doing, when you could just use that same less energy, if not lesser, to, you know, just come to me and just be honest and come to me correct and be real. Because my whole thing is, whether it's relationship, whether it's, you know, marriage, you know, why would you stand before God or anybody and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be committed to you, but in reality, you know, you have absolutely no intentions of doing such justice. Like, you have no intention. You know, so why waste my time? Why waste your time? You know, so, I mean, of course, I've dealt with this in the past. You know, you just get these dudes that just, they sell you these pipe dreams and they lie to you, they'll lie to your face. Like, it's no problem. And it's just like, you know, dude, really? You know, like, you just took so much energy to lie in my damn face. You could have just told me the truth. And it'd be simple, stupid stuff, you know. So with me, I feel like it's important in a marriage. You definitely, if you're in a relationship, like a committed relationship, don't go into no relationship like that, you know, because it just takes too much energy. It's too negative, and it's just not good at the end of the day, you know. But as long as it don't happen to me, I'm cool.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, right quick, I'm going to shout out the chat room. We got a chat room going on Facebook. Shout out to the chat room. We have, right quick, Jen Regoza, I believe her name is, and she says she thinks that so long as something is between two people and they've given it all they got, and then after that, you know, you have to say, you know, throw it in the towel. You know, you both given it all you got. You've both been as committed to the vows, I guess, as you can be. And at that point, you have to say give. But what if you give, you know, so much, and it's like, well, damn, it might not even be no towels to throw in after you have given and given and given and given. You might not have no towels to even throw. Miss, I'm just fine. Weigh in on that.
In terms of the vows?
Yes, when they're talking about, you know, as long as each person have given it, you know, their all. But I'm saying that it could come to a point where you've given so much, it's like, okay, now you have nothing left for yourself. Like, at what point do you draw the line? You just keep giving and giving until there's nothing left?
I think it just comes to you. You know what I'm saying? It just it just comes. I think it's just always just moments in time when the shit hits the fan, and it all just blows up. But then at the same point, I just kind of want to kind of come in harmony with Aaron. You know, people are human. I mean, and with that, you know, people make mistakes and things like that. And I think a lot of times people lie, the majority of the times, just to not hurt somebody's feelings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, them little quick little lies is because people don't normally know how to deal with the pressure of having to be honest and forthright.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the truth is a motherfucker. You know, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't start off being honest, or when you don't know how to walk that fine line of being able to say how you feel, but being able to convey yourself in a manner that's not like a thorn to someone, you know, people just don't know how to communicate properly. That's really what it boils down to. You know, if you ain't got that practice on it and all you know is how to scream and fight and argue to get your point across, then, you know, you'll never know how to be honest and be in something positive and good. You always be doing little lies and shit like that, you know?
But bro,
a lot of thing is
living
just
with a lie.
People are just human.
Yeah, and sometimes living with a lie is easier than living with the truth.
You ain't never lied. That's the truth right there.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is
yep.
the truth.
For real.
Right there. Let me just remind the callers what we're doing tonight. You are on with Right and Royalty Radio. This is Author Wise Season 2. We got Miss I'm Just Fine, Miss Kia, Miss Know-It-All. We have Miss Big Mouth, Miss Ambitious, the host, Aaron Bebo and Nene Capri. We're chopping it up about vows and lies. Aaron, we have a caller. Please bring in 914-619 so that we can continue on with the show. Bring in the caller.
Good evening, 914. You are live. You are in with the Right and Royalty crew and the Author Wives. Who are we speaking with?
Good evening. This is Tanya. How you doing?
Hi, Tanya.
Good evening.
How
are you doing?
I was just basically listening, being a fly on the wall, you know. Want to support because I had a good show Friday. But, yeah, let's just say I don't want any of those problems and situations. But, you know, flesh is weak. And, you know, I just... Shit happens. So.
Yes, it does. It does. And if you don't mind, Tanya, would you like to share some of that with the wives and, you know, talk us through that? Or how you feeling about that?
I mean, well, as far as the past is concerned, I think it has a lot more to do maybe as a man, ego maybe, and then him not being financially secure. So basically, she may have been taking care of him financially, you know, stuff where he didn't have to sweat it. So he's probably, you know, got his own stuff also. So it's, I mean, I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, sometimes money makes you do some things.
It'll make you compromise yourself. It'll make you break the vows you have with yourself, huh?
Exactly. I mean, it's all about, you know, if you feel good about that person that you see in the mirror, then you're good. But, you know, I personally could not do that because that person that I see in the mirror, we got to be good every day.
Definitely. We thank you. We thank you for calling in. We thank you for listening. You know, please continue to follow us every Sunday night from 7 to 9. We'll be in here with the Author Wives, you know, talking about these great topics and these ladies sharing their lives with us and, you know, getting to know these wonderful women behind the books and behind the pen. Thank you, Miss Tanya.
I'm here. I'll be with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your evening.
You too.
Okay.
Yes, shout out to Miss Tanya for calling
in. People make it hard.
Say that again.
Said life could be so simple. People make it hard for themselves.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Which wife was that talking? I still have to get used to the new voices.
Ms. Big Mouth.
Okay, Ms. Big Mouth. Yeah, okay, because I know she's going to let it all out. She was like, before I even tell y'all who I am, she still didn't even introduce herself because she was so busy ripping Aaron a new one that she didn't even, now we know because, you know, she was like, I'm done playing. I came on here to talk about this stuff y'all talking about. I ain't got time for that, so. Aaron, don't you say nothing weird because you're going to get it. And Miss Kia wasn't having no mercy on you today either. And I think it's the height.
Playing with Aaron. We're not, you know, Aaron's going to, we got to get Aaron back in shape right here. Fine, you know what I mean? He got to have a couple of weeks off, you know. Yeah, he got to get used to this again. Get back in his role.
Yeah, I've been eating snacks and everything. I'm tripping.
Yeah, you are clearly
okay.
Fucking.
We'll work with you.
He's sorry, Miss Kia. He's not going to do it again. If he brings up that toilet seat again, I swear to God, I'm going to have Kenesha slam it right on him. When you get up in the middle of the night, just put it in there and just slam it right on there. I bet you he won't want that seat up no more.
Get a little buggy about
that. No, that's the thing. I put the seat down after I use it. But I'm just saying, after she uses it, she should put it up.
You continue to put the energy down. Make us touch you. But anyway, Ms. Ambitious, I have a question. You started to walk us through a few different situations that you said you've been through before. It was like what happened to that fine. But you had a similar situation.
I hear echo.
Yeah, it's echoing, so I really didn't hear anything.
Your mic echoing. Let's see what it is. Is anybody close to their mic? Too close to their mic? I have to back it up. All right. I think it's gone. Is it gone?
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay, now back to what I was saying. All right, I said, Miss Ambitious, you were speaking about being in a situation that was close to Miss I'm Just Fine. You said she wasn't an artist or anything like that, but you had that type of situation. This is before you got married. Walk us through that a little bit. Let us see, you know, what it was like before you made those new vows.
Absolutely. So I was dating this guy. And you know how it's, you know, when you, like, grammar school and high school sweethearts, when you're not even supposed to be really dating nobody, you know, you just courting or whatever. That's pretty much what it was. And, but you know, we've known each other, like, since, oh, my gosh, probably since, like, the fourth grade. Like, so, you know, we grew up together. So I wasn't, like, you know, just some groupie on the damn corner, you know, just waiting for him to pass along. You know, so it was some type of history there, like an on again, off again thing. Mm-hmm. When we finally decided to, you know, actually like, okay, how about we make this an official on again type thing? You know, we started hanging tough and, you know, seeing more of each other. I ended up getting pregnant, and when I got pregnant, it was more so like, that ain't my baby. You know, so you know how you have some dudes that just be like, oh, she ain't pregnant, you know, ain't nothing wrong with her. I don't know if that's what he thought, if he felt like it was that type of situation where I was just one of them women that was lying about being pregnant until actually, and you know what, I think it was real to him when he actually saw me, and, you know, he was still trying to, like, you know, come around, and I was just like, you know what, he wasn't that type of dude for me to, like, in the first place be trying to, like, you know, make a future with, per se. So I kind of, like, you know, steered myself away from him a little bit. And it was like, you know, I don't want to have anything to do with him. I'm done with him. I just want to, you know, have my baby and just move on and sail off into the sunset. And it was more so, you know, how with women it's more so like, if you don't want to be with me, you're not going to see this baby. But with me it was more so like, I don't want to be with you. So it was like, okay, well, that ain't my baby. So, you know, and I dealt with this for years on end. And it wasn't so much as the fact of him saying, you know, it's not my baby because for his own reasons. It was more so the fact of him saying it, you know, because he had another baby mama that was before me. And I guess they had made this, as we're talking about vow, they made this vow, quote, unquote, that they never, like, have kids by anybody else. Stupid, dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. But anyway, and you know, so that I'm making that pact, it was more so like, okay, if my baby mama found out that I got somebody else pregnant, she not gonna let me see my, you know, child, or she not gonna be with me, because at that time he'd gotten back with his first child's mother. So this chick was actually literally telling him, if you have anything to do with this baby, you gone. You're not going to see me. You're not going to see your baby no more. You done. You gone. So this fool would actually, like, deny my baby. And, you know, he would say it to other people, but he would actually say it to me in my face. One day he actually gained the courage, you know, because he was around her, and he actually literally out of his own mouth called my child a bitch, like, literally, in my face. And I couldn't believe he did that, knowing that he know I'll pop off in a minute. So, of course, me, you know, I wasn't thinking, like, you know, I got a baby that's a few months old. I'm about to beat this nigga with this crowbar. And whatever, I wasn't thinking, like, I'm going to go to jail. I wasn't thinking none of that. It was more so, like, you're not going to disrespect me. You can say whatever you want to say about me. But in another way, you're not going to disrespect me, but I prefer you to disrespect me before you disrespect my child.
Right.
So, and, you know, I thought it was just, with him, it was more so a fact that, you know, he wanted to show this woman that, you know, that ain't my baby, you know, I'm ride or die. And it was crazy to me because he know, like, back then, I was that female that will pop off, like, in
did
a minute.
Did you bust his head?
Did you bust his head?
Miss Kia loves a headbust. I got a headbuster.
I sure did. And it was more so, you know, so he left her alone. Mm-hmm. And once he left her alone, you know, he actually told somebody, you know, like, I know that was my child. But the crazy thing is, although all this time he was still denying my child, he was still trying to, like, come around and, you know, get with me after hours. And it was like, dude, why the hell are you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning? Are you calling me to tell me that you want to see your child the next day? Because your child is not awake right now. Is that what you're trying to do? So I don't know if he thought I was just going to be like one of them little silly, stupid-ass females that was going to be like, you know, okay, this ain't your baby, but I'll be your booty call. That wasn't me. It wasn't going to be me. Ain't never been me, you know. So when he left her alone, he'd gotten with this other girl. He'd actually told someone in his family, hey, you know that was my baby, but at that time I needed somewhere to stay. And if I admitted that was my baby, she would have kicked me out talking about his other baby's mother. So you would think that he would start over on a whole new scale, you know, and just be complete and just, you know, start all over. So when he got in with this other lady, it was more so like, okay, the same thing. That ain't my baby. And, you know, instead of just going into a relationship fresh and be like, you know, I got two other kids, this is what it is. So now, to this day, it's what, you know, I don't have nothing to do with them anyway, you know, because my husband has been in my daughter's life since she was a baby. That's all my daughter knows. Mm-hmm. I see this man, if I see this man on the street, he better not think about looking my way, speaking to me, or it's going to be a problem, you know. Mm-hmm. So now that he's with this other young lady, he's still saying, you know, that ain't my baby, which is fine. I don't give a damn what you say. Just make sure you pay me my child support. I don't give less about what you say. I don't care. But now that he's with her, the tables have turned, because not only is it that ain't my baby, but the girl that he's with now, she tells him his other child with the first baby mother, you better not let her come around, because if you come around, you out. So now not only does he not have anything to do with my child, he doesn't have anything to do with his first child either. All because of what a woman has dictated to him. That's crazy.
I'm glad you pointed that out. I'm glad you pointed that out, because I was just sitting here thinking that. I was thinking that the other day. That came to me. I was sitting there. I was like, yo, you know, there's a lot of weak females out there that will make a man. Not make a man, but try to convince a man to deny their kids or to stay away from their kids or not do enough for their kids. And I'm like, yo, what mother? Because a lot of times it'd be other women that be having kids doing this shit, too.
No. Miss Kia. First of all, it's not that girl's fault. It's not. It's his fault. If he loved his kids, with no woman be able to stand between him. It's his fault. He's a bitch.
Shouldn't nobody be able to dictate shit for you.
Let me tell you something.
No,
I had the
I'm
same
saying
situation.
That. I agree with that. That's why I corrected myself.
Right.
If a woman can't make
no
man do that.
No, it's
a woman can't make a man do that.
No, Aaron. Those his babies.
All right.
If he loved his children, it wouldn't be nothing that a woman could do. You know me? Because
you know
this is, if I did a man,
no,
if I did a
real life situation.
No,
you're
but
telling
you,
me
you're
what's
not telling
supposed
me real
to happen.
That's a real bullshit. No, it ain't nothing. That means
no, you telling me what's supposed to happen. But you telling me what's supposed to happen or what you would like to happen.
But it's not.
But
it's
more
not
nine times out of ten, what be happening is other chicks be trying to convince men that they be in relationships with.
See, you,
I agree.
He's not no man. Just because he's grown, just because he's over 18,
I'm not saying
man.
That they. I'm not even saying that they may succeed at it. I'm not even saying that they succeed at it. But if another woman has a kid or children and she enters into a relationship with another man that has children, she is not going. Matter of fact, the reason why I was thinking about this, because I was at a birthday party for a kid yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, another woman is not going to allow her man. She's not going to feel comfortable with her man going to see his kid somewhere where she really ain't welcome, and he's staying there, like he's chilling. I was thinking that at the time. You know
that's
what I mean? But I'm not saying
woman.
That that's the scenario.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is a lot of women, a
but
lot of
women.
That's
not true. That's not true. You know that's not true. Let me tell you something to you.
I told the baby daddy
to
give her a reason
to see. No. Let me tell you something. First of all, the man I had, the man child I had before I felt my king, right? Let me tell you something. He talked that shit about his kids and all that. But, you know, when I looked at it, he didn't even want to be around his kids. Just like the girls say that little song, oh, I'm going to school, I'm holding it down. Some men say that shit too. Oh, I want to see my kids, but that bitch get on my nerve. And blah, blah, blah. So they singing the same crybaby story. If he wanted to see his kids, he would see his kids. Believe me, the law allows them to. My whole thing is he is a sorry motherfucker. Like I said, it's not that girl. And it's easy to blame that girl because you know what? You want to slap the shit out that damn girl.
You
want to beat her ass. But guess what?
You
need to beat his ass.
But you're right, but the percentage of that is only, if that's only one category, that's really the real deadbeat dad. I'm talking about these fathers who do for their kids. Like how she was saying, like there's fathers out there that will sneak and do shit for their kids. After they leave their kids, they got to go home to this female for another 12 to 16 hours until they get to work. So they have to really be mindful of the way that they're dividing their time.
No, do you know what it's
like?
Maybe he needs to check his vows.
I'm not making no sense, and I can keep happening in the world.
No, but seriously, I think what you're saying, Aaron, is the influence. It's the influence that you're saying can get real thick. I don't think neither one of y'all are wrong. Y'all both are talking from two real perspectives because there's different scenarios. But it's that influence that'll let a man just be dug into a hole deeper and deeper. You would think that one would consider their own flesh and blood to be, you know, put on a pedestal and to be the most high. But that don't be the case because in my case, not necessarily so because I haven't spoken to anyone since February. I refuse to speak. But she knew, and I've gathered from friends that he only rocking with her because he ain't got nowhere else to go. His family is not dealing with him until he owns and fesses up and admits the truth and stops lying. So he ain't got no choice but to let the influence that she has on him. And plus, the position she has of allowing him to stay in her home, you know what I'm saying? So it's so sad. I find it so absolutely so sad. While I'm moving forward, he's stuck with someone that's patting him on the back because, number one, he's putting himself in a snake's pit. I wouldn't even want to be around people who knew or allowed me to be dirty and grimy. Those people ain't really got your back, you know, but it's that influence that he's stuck around. You know?
And first of all, what type of woman is she to
exactly.
sit back and allow him to do the things that he's doing? Because any woman that sit there and condone the fact that you do what you do, or you deny your child, or you don't give your child the time that's deserving to that child, she ain't going to do justice to your relationship. What type of woman would sit back and allow you to do that to your child?
That's what makes it good for him is because that he surrounded himself around like snakes. You essentially are surrounding yourself around snakes when you can write to me or say something like, I ain't worried about that baby. Everybody else going to help raise it. And that woman sits there and claps and applauds that and got two sons of her own. You ain't nothing but you in a snake's pit. You in a snake's pit.
Real,
and you better hope to God that nothing ever happens to you because that bitch is going to treat you like a fucking piece of shit that you really are right now.
Wow.
She's just using you for what she want right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, women,
mm-hmm.
They're really, I think sometimes, and I'm not, this ain't about taking up for no man or nothing, but I think sometimes the woman gets so critical on the man that they start really realistically overlooking the flaw of the woman and what they may be doing or what characteristics they may be bringing out to cause or to spawn certain things into the universe. Like I was saying with the guy that don't want to, that got to hide to go see his kids because of this woman. Women be really doing that. And others, so not even just with kids, their mothers, don't go around this cousin, don't go around that cousin, I don't like you around, this is the cousin you done grew up in the house, your grandmother's house with all your life, and she don't like her though. She don't like how y'all relationship is. Now you ducking and hiding to go see your cousin. You know what I mean? Like, great women don't really like that. That's true.
But
you
know what, Aaron, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this, Aaron, and I'm going to say that the shift has changed and what real manhood is from what it – there is no men showing a man how to be a man. And I'm going to tell you case in point. My grandmother and my grandfather had kids outside of their relationship. My grandmother, you know, before she got with my grandfather had two kids outside of their marriage. But I will tell you this, all of the kids knew each other. The women always lived close to each other because he wanted all the siblings to grow up together. All seven of my aunts and uncles, my mom, and all of them grew up together. They know each other. She knew the woman. The woman never stepped to my grandmother. My grandmother never stepped to her. She always lived close at events, cookouts, family functions. But he handled his business. There was no argument. There was no fights. He was a real man. No, and my grandmother was adamant about not sharing no man and all of that. But when it came to them kids and what had to be done, no woman either side of the coin was going to dictate how he was going to spend time with them kids or how the kids was going to spend time with each other. And I'm blessed because they all grew up together in love with each other. Ain't no half brothers and sisters in this family. Everybody is one. But men were men back in the day. Now these dudes, excuse my French, you know Nene don't curse, but these dudes these days is bitch made. They got too much crybaby, cry me a river.
Yes.
I can't do this. I can't do that because of this, that, and the third. I don't respect no man who don't take care of his kids, and I don't respect no woman, no broad, not no woman, no broad, who can lay down in the bed at night and sleep easy underneath some nigga who don't take care of his kids. And that's just the way I feel personally. Pardon my French, excuse me, I get a little riled up. So I just don't respect that. Ain't no excuse to keep you from not seeing your children. You made them. You know what you was doing.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up.
Slept wrong. You're supposed to take care of
them.
Go ahead. Anybody else? Pardon me. Nene got on one. Pardon me. Excuse my French. Carry on.
Stop praying. Now, in my book, I call my Debbie Daddy's community dick, and they know that community dick tends to be really good. So I gotta give it to them. You know what I mean? They don't have no jobs and shit. That dick be good as hell. So I just want to play devil's advocate. You know what I mean?
Dick. Real, you can buy dick. I love that.
Y'all is crazy. Yeah, bring in 5-7 now, because everybody want to talk about this community thing that kid got out, somebody out there passing around. I don't know. Bring it
570. Good evening. You're live with the Right Royalty Crew and the Author Wild. Who are we speaking with?
This is a Saturday night right here.
Yo, I'm glad you showed up, yo.
I showed up, Aaron. Yes,
I know you're going to let these ladies know what I'm talking about.
Come on, Aaron. Come on. You guys, a woman, come on. If he a man, he a man. He can't blame no. I don't care what she's saying. The same way if she had his car and keyed it up, he's going to leave that bitch, right? So now come to his kids. He don't want to do it. That's something he don't want to do. Because she on the side of him, cheering him on, then, okay, he's going to stay with his team. And his spirit, he wants to see his kids, he's going to see his kids. There's men out here that tell women, I don't want that kid. Don't let your baby father come around because I'm his father now. It's weak-minded people, period. But you can't blame the person, the cheerleader. It's that person. Ain't no man, woman. If you had kids, you're a woman or a man, those your children take care of. End the story. I don't care what the woman at the house saying to you. You got a choice.
That's how it's supposed to go.
That's exactly how it's supposed to go. Yeah. But
women be playing games.
That's an excuse.
Real, that is.
What is
being play more games in a little bit.
Oh, my bet, you know, I would come over, but you know how my wife says that she should be your wife. Y'all supposed to be like-minded. And you made a mistake. That's your mistake.
Yes.
If she can't, she ain't on the team. If your team is wearing red, and she keep, you know, your team called red, and she wearing blue, she going against the team. That's all excuse. That's out the window. That we not can't be grown people right now. Own up to what you're doing. If she can't rock, you should be rocking with her. End of story.
All men aren't as strong as what women think they should be.
But we got weak people. It's not a man thing or a woman thing right now. It's women out here that leave their children because of their man.
Yes.
But what you tell a woman? Well, that's your baby. Forget what that man say, but they is weak-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't be, because it's just a lot of man violence going here.
You know, I have an aunt like that. Definitely who.
That's because it's called off the wife, Aaron. Not called off the husband.
I've never been a male basher, and I don't think it's so much. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Nope. Go ahead. You go. Which wife is this? Announce yourself, as we still have to get used to the new voices this season. I'm sorry. Which wife is that?
Miss Big Mouth.
Okay, Miss Big Mouth. Go ahead.
I think it's so much as a male bashing thing. I think that's how Aaron feel like we coming off. Because I'm more so about, like she said, it's just weak-minded people in general. It has nothing to do with the gender. But I think when you say you have baby daddies who try to do when they can, and the women still come off irate, like they're not doing enough, because she doing all the time, and you doing when you can. So, of course, you're going to catch some of that flack regardless. But I still think it's crazy to allow anybody to tell you can or can't do for your kid. That makes no
mm-hmm.
sense. You're going to make time to do what you want to do, period,
mm-hmm.
no matter
mm-hmm.
what it is.
Yeah. Everybody
And
do.
We
got
to keep in mind that it's not always men that are making these decisions. It's some women out here, too, that allow men to say, you can't do this, you can't go do your, you know, it's some women that'll actually give their kids away to a grandmama, a sister, an auntie, and go sailing off into the damn sunset with a nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They don't even give a damn about their kids. They,
yes.
The thing is,
mm-hmm.
you have to go into a situation saying, this is what it is right here. This is what it's going to be. You have to set your expectations up front. Like Nene said, her grandfather set the law in stone. And if you don't set that law in stone in the beginning, it's going to crumble from there. It's not only men out here doing it. It's a whole lot of deadbeat women. Like, you'll be surprised how many women don't see their kids, don't call their kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Women that don't see their kids for weeks because they too busy running after a nigga or they running after the streets. You know what I'm saying? I was scared in the middle. I was raised by my grandmother because my mother was not there, because my mother was chasing the streets, because she was chasing a dream. So I am a living witness that, you know what I'm saying, it's not only men out here that do that. It's women out here that do that, too, that will leave their kids in the drop of a dime. And then when their kids get older, they have some type of resentment towards them, and they don't know why. And then they want to come with this, but I'm your mother, and I'm your father. But where the hell was you at when I needed you to be my mother or my father? Like, it's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
It's Sunday, y'all, on All Wives. Right, Royalty Radio. We got Aaron B. Well, we got the wonderful, wonderful Miss I'm Just Fine, Miss Kim, Miss Ambitious, and Miss Big Mouth has spoken loud in the clubhouse. Welcome to Off the Wives Season 2. We're talking about lies and vows. This is a hot, hot, hot show. You know, it's a blessing to have Aaron on here with us, you know, being able to get the male perspective, because a lot of women will say, you know, they don't know, you know, what a man wants or what a man's thinking. And to have a forum, you know, when you have women and men talking about topics, sharing ideas from both sides, having debates that are healthy, because we all get to learn and to grow on Right and Royalty Radio. And, you know, I'm glad that people come into the clubhouse. You guys feel very comfortable, you know, sharing your stories. And it helps a lot of our listeners with things that they're going through. That was awesome. Aaron, weigh in.
You know, I want to talk about the lies that are told before the vows are even made.
Mm.
Like the lies when you meet a person, and the lies that people tell about themselves, because they're not sure if a person will accept them fully if they tell them this. Those beginning lies, the ones that you may keep secret until it's time to take the vows, and even after. I think that's a big problem. I think that's definitely a big problem. Within the field of marriage and relationships and all that. Like, I think people have certain things about themselves. If they have an insecurity about it or something, they meet someone and things are going well because you're meeting someone, so everything's new. So they're not learning everything about you at once. And as you grow and start growing fond of this person, meeting this person, you may have something that you should share with them that you won't, because you're not sure on how they may take it. You know what I mean? And that happens a lot in relationships, and it starts growing. When you start growing a tree with deceit.
I agree, Aaron. Go ahead.
In a new younger generation of day right now, in order to start feeling comfortable, even when you find yourself feeling somebody, to be truthful about things that you don't know how they may feel about, you got to take that person seriously first.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about when you dating everything, Goliath. Everything. Now, just speaking about now.
Because I know
people who waited until they got the night before getting married, let's just get it all out in the open. And we're going to go from there. Either people going to accept you for who you are or they ain't. It could be so simple. If somebody meant for you, regardless, they meant for you. If you was a hoe and everybody know you a hoe and you end up being a dude that married the hoe, everything was out in the open. You already knew.
Yeah.
So she's perfect material.
As long as she ain't hoeing no more.
Anyway.
Yes. You said it.
It was said that the whole thing was perfect housewives because they already then did everything it is that they wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, shouldn't be all of that.
They're ready to settle down. They're ready to put their high heels up and just relax. just sit down somewhere. I had enough anyway. I'm done. But you know what? People get tired. I think that, you know what I'm saying? In anybody's growth and development, you do things and you experiment with things. You know what I'm saying? And those things are what makes you you. If you take one thing away from anything in your past, then you can't be who you are today. So it was needed, whatever it was. If it was hoeing, if it was whatever it was that you was doing, you know what I'm saying? Those lessons are supposed to teach you and make you become a better you. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's the person who fails to grasp the lesson on their way. It takes them longer, and a lot of good people end up getting shattered behind another person's lack in character, lack of development. You know what I'm saying? So it happens a lot, you know, within relationships. What you think, Miss? I'm just fine.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with you on that in terms of how you move. I mean, you got to find a way to move into the light. You know what I'm saying? You got to find a way to do that despite it all. Life is hard out here.
Mm-hmm.
Living is just hard enough. You know, why complicate matters? People make things more complicated than what they need to be.
Not too late. Low key, if you don't have something that you take to the grave, you ain't live life to the fullest. So it's all about what you be honest about.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shovel and dig it a little underneath where they put me, cause I'm just gonna take it all the way. Just take it all the way to the grave, which right, just keep it on home, right? Yes, Miss Kia, what you doing in the background? How you feeling over there?
I'm feeling good, like. Like, I'm just listening, like, taking stuff to the grave. I ain't taking nothing to the grave with me. I'm telling you, I'll steal it at all. It's like, you don't know everything about me, shit. This is a contact here, like, you know, yeah, that's right. I don't want to hear no niggas later on. Like, I didn't know. Shit, you know damn well.
Shit. You don't want it to be
and
no
deal breaker. You should have bought the book and read it then, because damn it, I told you already.
You already explained that. You had told us.
Yeah. You got that clear.
Yes.
Damn it. It should be.
Go ahead. Who was that? Somebody had something.
There should be specific things that you ask about. It should be a don't ask, don't tell policy. How could you expect somebody to tell you something crazy and just be cool with it?
You know why?
What?
You know what I'm saying? You
I'm
better tell me
why.
Because it would get you messed up. It would get you effed up later on. You know, damn
don't
well. Don't be trying
choice.
To have selective memories. They have selective memory, Aaron. And then when later on when you find out, they be like, oh, you didn't ask it that way. No, that got you fucked up. See, that's why you get popped in your head. Right there.
Yeah, don't steal my choice, yo. Like, that's the one thing I don't like. Like, you know, like,
I agree.
You can't be stealing people's choices. That's selfish. And like I said, when you start planting the relationship on them seeds of deceit, you think you're going to get a watermelon? No, you're going to get deceit. It's gonna be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because you could think that you getting over. Somebody could have been there, found you out already, and just ain't saying nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now you still playing with checker pieces, and they done started playing chess.
But what noise gonna change though? Other than something to bring up when we argue and we both get mad, something to say. What is gonna change?
Mm-hmm.
Unless
it's
like, I'm
gonna tell you what
it's
gonna change. Nobody's gonna change. It's gonna be the difference in you being able to really sit back and say, ain't nothing me and my husband don't know about each other, and you sitting back saying that knowing damn well you lying. That's what it
you
is.
Know,
that's what's going to change.
Everything worth
knowing. Nah,
mm-hmm. Everything worth knowing.
Nah.
Right.
Nah.
See,
I wouldn't want to sit up and bang such and such, and I don't know. It don't even matter.
I don't even care that you hit her. Because I'm not going to sit and go back and forth with you like, oh, and I tap dude and dude and dude. You don't know, buddy. So it don't even matter. All that's irrelevant. I never caught anything from them. I'm not giving you nothing. All that's irrelevant. We know everything that we need to know about each other that's going to make us work. All that'll be
so
an argument.
Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you a question. All right. I heard you, Nene. You listen, you agree, and I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I just got a question. That was Miss Big Mouth, right?
Yeah.
Okay. My question is this. So, say, for instance, he do just happen to ask you one day something that you have already decided. You have already decided that you are not discussing with him. But he just happens, one day he just happens to ask you. What do you do?
First off top, that's what you want to know from. First of all.
See, that's the wrong response right off the rip.
What does that got to do with anything we got building right here?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're looking to argue. And I'm not going to argue with you.
He's looking to argue when he makes an inquiry. You're right.
You come up with a random topic about nothing. Oh, I heard such and such and dude say he hit.
No, he's not asking. He's not saying he heard nothing. He just comes and asks you a question. Like generally,
about anything
like
that I said that we're not discussing, he's going to have to understand we're not discussing that. That's as a person. You should allow people the choice of what they are and aren't going to talk about so long as it's not detrimental to what y'all got going on.
All right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay down and go ahead and let y'all go ahead and step on my chest with them heels. Women rule the world. If that's the ideology of most women. Like,
I'm going with Aaron on this one.
No, because
it works another way. Now, what if you ask him a question? You know what I mean?
Right.
I want to know every damn thing because can't nobody, the reason I want to know is so that I can't have your back if I don't know what's in that bag, what's behind
mother,
you. You know what I'm saying? That's all. That's all I'm saying. Like, I need to know because those surprises, the cat shooting, you feel like a dumbass. You know what I mean? Like, what? And you're looking like boo-boo fool. No, thank you. I want to know every damn thing. You know what I mean? So I can know exactly what I'm getting into. You know what I mean? So when I catch somebody look at me side-eyed, girl, you ain't saying shit. You know what I mean? Shit, my baby told me already shit.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add to the memo? Because you got to trust somebody. If you're going to go into that, that's business. I need to know everything. You know what I mean? I need to know all your background. You got to pass all the background checks. And let me love you for that. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I ain't going to say you're going to get me upset in this big mouth. But my whole thing is, at least I know. Nobody ain't got no dirt on you besides me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now you took the power away from everybody else. That's all I'm saying.
Wharton said it is, taking away that power.
I'm going to say this. This is me, Nene talking. There are some things that, like she's saying, that is private, that is personal, that is intimate to you privately.
Right.
You know, that's mine. That belongs to me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to hold that to myself. Now, and secondly, I personally don't want to know everything. No, I mean, because, like, what I don't care what you did in your past because it should be just that. Now, You already walking around with it. Now we both got to walk around with it. Like, what am I going to do with that extra information? Do I need to say anything? I mean, there's certain things that you want to know. If you know, if you plan to have children and a family, and there's certain histories and different things that you need to know and share with one another. But there are some things that are intimate to me, that belong to me. They are mine. I made this before I even met you. I don't owe you none of
before
that.
Before I even knew
that
myself.
Was mine. And I'm going to keep it for me. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're building together, as long as I hold truth to the principles and everything that we're building together as a couple, as a team, and it doesn't violate anything that has to do with our children or making sure that we're straight with each other and I don't lie to you, you don't lie to me, whatever is mine before I met you belongs to me. And if I decide to share any parts of it, it's at my discretion. But I don't want to know everything, and I'm definitely not telling you everything about it.
Everything. No need to.
What if it don't last? What if we don't make it? You got somebody walking around with your private and personal and sacred intimate things. Why? For what? It's not necessary.
Yep.
That's just it.
I'm like the credit card company.
Okay.
I need to run your full background check.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could get ready to – I don't understand the because I'm only going off of it, and a strong part of this is coming from the fact of how women feel and promote marriage and how it's something that's the strength of their relationship with a man and everything. So when I sit back and hear women talking about, hey, well, it's cool to have secrets, you know, personal secrets, that sends the wrong message to me as a man, honestly. I got to be totally honest. I'm sure any other man.
That's not a secret.
I'm
if I have private family business and things that has happened to me in my life that's private to me, that's not a secret. That's my business and none of yours.
Okay.
If I don't want
to
give it to you, I'm not giving it to you. That's not a secret.
Men
how to secret or something personal. You're going to tell your wife every last second you ever had in your life from the time you was born, every memory, every thought, every feeling, for what?
It's an open door. What I'm saying, I'm not saying I'm going to. What I'm saying is there's an open door policy. Y'all got a closed door. And I'm just being honest. What I'm saying about that is any man that really hears that, they're going to take it as, okay, well, I can have secrets too.
You might can't handle what's behind
that's
that door.
That's not a secret unless he's going to know it and you're not telling him.
You don't know
that's
the door.
That's what makes it a secret. You don't even know what it
is. I think what Aaron is trying to relay is that sometimes it is necessary to share, because sometimes some people feel like if they share, they're telling, you know, they're seeing how that other person would accept them. With me, I want to know everything up front, like Ms. Kia said, up front and close and in person. I don't have no problem with sharing with my significant other that, you know, hey, you know, I popped it on a handstand. If you can accept me for popping it on a handstand once upon a time, we can move forward. But what if somebody come up to you, a friend that saw me popping it on a handstand, and they come and tell you, oh, I saw her, you know, bouncing it, you know, or, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And your significant other is like, why didn't you share with me? That's like somebody coming up to them, telling them something that you should have shared with them. You know, it don't even have to be the first day. It don't have to be the second day. But at some point, some things you should share. I think that's what he's trying to relay. Like, I think that as women and men, we keep some things secret that shouldn't be secret. Now, if you know you're going to stay with that person, slowly you do need to probably let those secrets seep out, because if somebody else come along the line and beeline and bust your ass, then, you know, that ain't nothing but just a whole other world of trouble.
If
I think that's what
and not
to
just
happen.
That.
I gotta see some pictures.
If it happens to my relationship,
I don't care. I want to see
the picture. I ain't telling
nothing.
I wouldn't care what somebody came and told him. If it didn't happen, I would say, well, what date did they say? Was it before I met you? Well, I probably did. At that point, I had no problem with being honest. I'm not going to say, oh, no, I never had did that. But I'm just saying, it's it's not safe. By me telling him that, what is he going to walk around with his head saying, at one upon a time, my wife did this?
My girl.
I
get that. My thing is, my whole point really is that with marriage, when you go to that level of marriage, I don't feel like there should be any type of closed-door policy within that level of a relationship with a person. It's supposed to be a union, and if there are selective times when I can talk to you about only certain things, like absolutely not. Our union is definitely going to be corrupt, because there's going to be a part of me that's going to be missing. I'm going to be feeling unfulfilled, because I'm going to be like, yo, I know I can't go talk to my wife about this, so who I'm going to go talk to about this shit? Let me get a side check. stop. Like, I'm trying to tell y'all, man, like, think. Don't
it's different when
don't
it's occurring and y'all together.
You don't even know that she
before.
Didn't tell you. So how could you feel any certain kind of way when you
no,
don't know
what I
if this person
was,
did or not?
No, what I asked her was, my question was very specific. What I asked her was, I said, well, okay, just suppose you have already decided in your head things that you're not going to discuss with your husband, but out of the blue, one day he just happens to ask you one of those issues. What do you do then? My question, and her response was what it was, which is basically... We met, no, her but wasn't be honest. Her response was, well, he's going to have to understand. This is her husband she's talking to now, too. He's going to have to understand that I said we ain't discussing it. We ain't discussing it. This is her husband. This ain't her boyfriend. This ain't her baby daddy. This is her husband. And if she feels it's okay to tell her husband, well, hey, I feel we ain't discussing it, she's going to hate when a man starts feeling like that. Trust me. Like, yo, once you get the marriage, ain't no closed doors.
That's mature.
If it's worth discussion, we have something called friend mode where we can sit and talk about whatever. It don't matter what it is, whether it be other females, whatever going on in his head, we can talk about. But if it's something that don't pertain to making a better us or tearing down us or something life-threatening, there's no purpose. It's just lingering
that's
off.
Your, but
to
that's
dwell
only
on and
from
try to
your
fix.
Perspective.
Because as your husband, he want to fix everything. He don't want to never see you sad.
But
so if you know it's something
things
he can't
from
fix,
your
why
perspective.
Put that burden on his back?
You're only viewing things from your perspective, though. You're viewing it as, oh, well, it don't relate to this, so it don't matter. We don't need to discuss it. His view may be, yo, look, we need to discuss it. And it's not that I'm being immature or anything. It's just that I'm saying that when you place things out there like that, you have to be careful what's going to come back. Because if you say, hey, well, listen, we have there's a closed door policy in this marriage, that also allows the other partner to say, hey, well, hey, where you was at? What happened with this? Or what was the man? That ain't up for discussion right now. You know how we do. For real, like that's what you allow. You open the door for that.
I gotta accept that. Like,
and
if there's something that went on
like
with just him, if there's something that went on with just him, and like I said, it's not breaking down or building up what we got going on, or something him and his partners went and did. If it has nothing to do
if he don't
immediately
talk to you
with
about
us,
it, you
I don't
won't
care.
Know what it is. You won't know what it is if he just walk in at 2 a.m. and you used to see him at 9, and you ask him, yo, what happened tonight? And he said, yo, that ain't up for discussion. You won't know what it is. So you don't know if it's something just concerning him, something concerning the fact that he might not, it may affect y'all next week. You won't know what it is if he feels like he can say, hey, that's not up for discussion right now.
That's different. That's taking part of us right
how
now.
Is it different?
You come in at 3 in the morning, that's us right
how
now.
How is that
why the
different?
Hell was it 3 in the
it
morning
ain't for
and you
discussion.
We laying in the same
but it ain't up for discussion,
now. No. But before then, anything that happened before then, yeah. It don't matter.
I commend you, and I'm glad that your marriage is working like that. I commend you. I couldn't even vision a marriage working like that, and yours is. So let me just go ahead and sit back and, you know, just not say anything. But my opinion is that's definitely something crazy.
Because when you get mad, you know it's coming. You know it's coming. It's inevitable. When you get mad, regardless of what y'all arguing about, it's coming. So that's
see,
what has
that
no
goes
need.
Back. That goes back to what we were saying about the minister. Now you're worried about what somebody's gonna think about you after you told them something.
No,
you feel me?
I'm
like talk, this, that's why you gotta stay on one track
to,
with
though.
Your thing. Okay.
What
listen, like
say,
I said, I'm glad it's working. I'm not. You know, I'm not even married anymore. I used to be married. I'm not even married anymore. So I can only speak from past experience. No, it's not that I talk too much. It's just that I knew. See, me, one thing about me, I know what happened with my marriage. I'm a person that don't steal people's choices, so I can admit my wrongs. I could do all that. And I definitely have the open door policy because it can't be no closed door when we together. That's just, it is never going to work for me.
Right.
I'm just saying,
when
we're married
together,
to
you
me.
You just said it. When we together. Anything that
no,
took place
when we're married.
Wasn't none of your business.
Yeah, when we wasn't together, I might need to know something. If there's a closed door policy, because guess what? Now we're merging families. So now I'm at the family barbecue, and yeah, I wasn't with you, but I hear your aunt talking about something that happened when you was 19. Now I come back and ask you something about it, but you tell me it ain't
up
for discussion.
What are you doing?
See, but you worried about going ham. You know what? You worried about going ham on your auntie, but not answering your husband. I'm done with this. I am done. I apologize. I have no. I'm done.
Because
I'm not making any sense here.
You asked me about nothing happened when I was 19. I didn't even know me when I was 19.
You are right.
So you asking me what happened is irrelevant. Like, come on, baby. We at the barbecue having a good time. She run them out. Don't even let that blow you. That's what she do. And you keep it moving. You can't let people steal your joy. Because that's what it'll be, somebody else running their mouth.
Hmm.
And that's, you shouldn't let that interfere with your relationship. Keep it moving. They miserable. They hate to see us happy. Let's move forward. We doing what we doing, and they just looking for a reason. We good. Ignore
you
all
right,
of that.
Yo.
Say
yo,
that.
You is a strong sister. Say that.
I love her. This is great. This is season two, y'all. Authorized and Right and Royalty Radio. We have jumped season two off episode one, Vows and Lies. We have Miss, I'm just fine, the fabulous Miss Kia. We have our two new wives, Miss Ambitious and Miss Big Mouth, and she has set the stage and the tone of the clubhouse this evening with Mr. Aaron Bebo. I'm just going to sweep up after everything is over.
Because Aaron
does that.
Everything is flying
around the clubhouse.
No, she's definitely letting me know that I am not going to be going nowhere near K Jewelers anytime soon. If that's because things have changed. Things have changed with women.
Things have changed so much.
Things have changed with women. Are you kidding me? It sound like you. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. Y'all sound like you running the whole castle over there.
Not at all. It goes back to what she was saying about the community D. When that's in line and you be on your best behavior, you don't let nothing come in between that. Period.
Oh, all right.
He's doing it properly. I'm on my best behavior, and then I'm not letting nothing nobody say nor do come in between that. And trying to trudge up the past and all of that, it didn't, whatever went on in either one of our passes didn't affect where we are as people today. It's not affecting our marriage and none of that. So therefore, it shouldn't even be a topic of discussion. Now, him popping up at 3 in the morning, that's different. We share the same bed, you damn near let the sun beat you home. That ain't cool. You got to tell me something. I ain't get a text message or nothing. But I'm not the female that's going to hound you. Because whatever you do, it's going to come to the Lord eventually. I don't care how long it takes me to catch it. I'm going to see it. And the more time you let build up before I see it, that'll be all the more easy for me to let you go on about your business. Life's too short to be holding on to, oh, we were together this long. We've been together 10 years, 3 married. He fuck up today, tomorrow, I'm out, period.
Well, I commend her for that. Like, that's strong because I promise you, if I ask my husband anything, I don't give a damn if it happened 15 years ago, and I ask you what it was, and you tell me it ain't up for discussion, you ain't doing nothing but open up more problems for me. But that works for her marriage. It works for her situation.
Yeah.
You know, my marriage, it definitely would not work under no circumstances. But that's me, you know, and that's how she runs her marriage. And that's cool. Ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. So it's a lot of people out here like that. That feel like, you know, whatever happened, it was before you, it was before your time, it doesn't matter. But with me, if I ask my husband what it was, and he tells me this or not for discussion, oh, I will be showing you what is up for discussion. Because that don't fly with him.
You know what?
A couple slaps on the hip, man, ain't going to be nothing said.
But you know what?
Hey, man, I'm not knocking.
Hey,
like
Aaron,
you said,
I think
the
older people
generation.
Said it well. They said it well, that a man and a woman has an understanding that nobody else understands. You know what I'm saying? Whatever those two have built, have made, that works for them. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I respect the union. I respect that union, whichever way it shall go. You have to be in a no-closed-door situation, and that's going to work for you because that is what you want and what you need in your life. You know, on the other hand, some people – that's not what works for them. But if it works for them and it's working like a well-oiled machine and they can communicate and they got respect for each other within the boundaries of what they have vowed to each other, then it's no lie.
Yeah, I get it. Like, I definitely get it. That's what I said. Like, I bow out gracefully because I'm just saying I know that that wouldn't work for me. And I definitely could not. But see, even you said you agreed with her that would work for you.
I could have had open door because I'd be like,
I agree. Because I'm going to tell you this.
So.
Everybody.
I'm an Aaron. I want the whole man and nothing and the whole truth. You know
you
what I mean? Because I want to love his good and bad. You know what I mean? Because, like, the vow says for better or worse. You know what I'm saying? So I need to know the good and the bad. You know what I'm saying? So I know what I'm getting into.
I'll tell you this.
Don't send me no damn illusion.
But look, if you were not there, you will never know the truth. So
my whole thing is, I just want to know his version. I just want to be prepared for the setup. My whole thing is, if it's like I said, I don't need to know. Like, yeah, but I'm telling you, that's like with a credit check. They want to know everything about you before they give you that credit line. They want to know everything. They don't give a fuck if they was there or not. We need to know what you did 10 years ago because this determines your future behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let me tell you something. That's what y'all don't get. Like,
Nah. I can admit, before I got married, I was an asshole. And he thought I would carry that into being a wife. And I've definitely worked on it. I'm not as big as an asshole as I was. So people change.
But guess what? He had to love that asshole part of you to be with you. You know what I'm saying? So my whole thing is, you can't hide
asshole.
That. I'm saying you can't.
He threatened to leave. Oh, it'd be like that sometimes. Wow.
When y'all saying that, I write you out with a guy. Y'all done met. It don't matter. Y'all boom. Y'all 7 years in. Y'all done had a kid. Everything. Y'all out one night. He runs into some other guys. And you happen to find out he used to be in the gay community 10 years ago, though. So, that's not up for discussion, right? It was cool that
that's
he just kept that from you.
That's life threatening.
How's that life threatening? It happened before you. It happened before you.
When was the last time you got tested? And who was the last?
But why do you need to know that now? It happened before you.
That's life threatening. Don't tell me with something that's life threatening. That's different.
It ain't life-threatening because when you met me, I was perfectly healthy. You thought I was perfectly healthy right up until the moment these two guys over here came over smiling and calling me gigolo. And I had to explain to you why. And once I had to explain to you why and told you, hey, I didn't think it was that important because remember you had told me in the beginning that there's certain things that ain't going to be up for discussion between us, and I figured that was going to be one of mine right there, but too bad. He's got to know tonight.
That
was
definitely one of the top five in discussion. We going to talk about anything that went on with the same sex, period. That's a need-to-know basis. But had it been another female you done ran into and she cock-con kick-in, I used to get over her a minute ago. Keep it moving.
Well, he needs to say that, though, right?
He don't have to, but he knowing him, he going to explain anyway.
Yeah.
There's no need for me to ask.
Yeah, I believe
so much be going through my head. You got to be real important for me to give a fuck. Oh, excuse my language.
Go for it.
Nah,
you got to be real detrimental for me to care. Because anybody can crack your man once or twice. I don't care nothing about none of that. Be consistent. You gonna do it? Come take him.
Yeah, you know what? We gonna pick up next week. It's heated up in here. We got a minute left. This is the Writing Royalty crew, the wives, Nene Capri. We got Miss Just Fine. We got Miss Ambitious. We got Miss Know-It-All. And we got Miss Big Mouth. We are going to set it off again next week. We're going to pick back up where we left off on these heated conversations. But we will have a new topic for Miss Big Mouth to go in on. She's done playing around.
Thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the chat room. Yes, yes, yes. We love y'all. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Aaron, drop
that. And until then.